right. You've asked for her by name. No one asked for her. Yeah, oh, we're recording. Put the headphones on.
Pull me a drink. Is my mic on? Check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Can you hear yourself in the...
Woo.
Oh, I don't think I... Wait, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Priyanka.
All right. Welcome back to The Bald and the Beautiful. I'm Trixie Mattel. I am bald.
I am Katya. I am also bald.
And today we have somebody who is so beautiful.
Yes.
Wow. In and out of drag.
Yeah.
The trade of the season, sis. Pop off wig.
Yeah, you know what? It's nice.
Nobody's trade on RuPaul's Drag Race. Let's just get that out of the way.
Trade is relative.
Trade is not a synonym for attractive.
What does it mean?
Trade means someone who is unclockably gay, unclockable, straight passing, and kind of like a dude.
Yeah, you think that's what that means?
I would describe myself that way. Like I'm that. Like unclockable. Can't tell I'm gay. Look at me. Rough
trade. I thought trade was just like someone you pulled, like not committed sex, like some piece
I thought
of trade.
It was like produce, like you trade it.
I don't think it's that. I could be wrong. I'm speaking as if I know exactly what I'm talking about with conviction.
We'll have to ask one of the old. Well, you are the oldest gay. Let's
I am
just
old.
You.
Yeah, I'm.
How old.
Old
are you?
Rough trade. I'm 43.
Who would know?
That's hot.
I just got done with a client here too. 155. Okay, got it. Okay.
If you don't know, gentle listeners, Katya's getting a COVID test. So
concierge medical testing.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot though. I like when they show up. Like you're always hosting. You don't have to travel.
Well, yeah. The last one I had at my apartment, I answered the door. The nurse was there in a biohazard level 5 outfit, and then she says nose. You know, like boom, boom, swabbed, and she was out the door.
Whoa.
Not even. She wasn't even in the door.
I worry that they would like mix you up with somebody. Like, how do they know to then take that and that's your name and put it in
they
the
usually
thing?
Usually ask your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She asked for some information.
Okay.
Sure
I thought she was like,
me.
No. She was like, I was like, it could be like Trixie showing up at your door. No.
My nose is so big. You don't have to ask. Like, you could probably stick something in there and I wouldn't even know about it.
I just hate the way it tickles and makes you sneeze after.
Yeah. Have you had the deep one?
The deep dick.
Where it goes into your brain.
The lobotomy swab. Yes.
That one? That's wild. Check. I kind of like it. So I'm addicted to pain. Like hurt me a little bit, you know.
No, you're joking.
What?
Are you really into pain?
Yeah, like bite me.
You guys, we have Priyanka on the pod.
Oh yeah, everybody. Everybody. Painful Priyanka's here.
We're so fortunate because you're in town doing a secret project and you're just down the street here in Hollywood. And
mm-hmm.
If we're going to talk about the elephant in the room, there was some misscheduling today.
I scheduled for the wrong week. And then I said, just 5 minutes before we're starting, Trixie's setting up. It's like, oh, I should probably make sure she's on her way. And she says, it's next week, you stupid bitch. And
yeah, I'm like, what the hell's happening? And also like,
what were you doing in your hotel alone? Just ready to, like, what were you doing?
Ready to go.
Yeah.
What were you doing? I'm waiting for any Drag Race girl to call me so I could be a part of their circle.
Yeah. Can I please hang out with you
Can
now?
Can I hang out? Hey, Kenya, what are you doing today?
Hey, Flop.
Hey, Flop.
Hey, Flop.
You live in Toronto. Why?
Am I being attacked?
Is it for the Green Space
Canada's
Festival?
I won Canada's Drag Race. I'm Canadian.
I know. Why? How come?
I live in Toronto because that's where, you know, you go for fame in Canada.
You like Toronto?
It's the LA of Canada.
I mean, it's the LA of Canada, but here's the problem is now that I landed in LA, I'm like, oh my God.
You don't think Vancouver's the LA of Canada?
I think I'm gonna like it here.
So I tweeted about moving to LA and all the Canadian fans were like, you can't betray us.
But I'm gonna
betray them and move here.
Why don't you try Vancouver first?
I've been there. The gays are scary there.
What?
No. Scary gay.
Canada is so big. I will say that like when I've toured it, it really feels like, because we usually tour left to right. Like you go up in Seattle and tour left to right.
Vancouver.
Left to right.
Yeah, you start up by Vancouver and you go towards you end in Halifax
left
or whatever.
Left to right. If you look at the map.
Well, because we're on the West Coast.
And it really feels like every time that bus stops, it's a different country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Did you go to Saskatchewan?
Girl.
Everywhere.
You fit in there.
Everywhere.
Is that a Native American slur?
What?
How many, I want to test you. How many, what do you call them?
Provinces.
Provinces Canadians? Can you name?
Alberta.
All of them?
Okay.
Okay.
Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Newfoundland.
Work, bitch. You already said one, right?
Connecticut.
Not this.
No.
Because there's provinces and there's territories. Don't forget.
Oh, what's
the Banff Mountain Range?
Not this. You need to be expelled.
There's Frederica Bimmel. yeah, I think I do. I know the capitals of the provinces, I feel like.
Okay,
isn't
ready?
That a thing?
Here we go.
Okay.
British Columbia.
Oh, Vancouver. Yeah.
Work, bitch. Okay. Then we have Alberta.
That would be... Alberta would be...
I forgot
Calgary,
Quebec.
Edmonton, I forgot Quebec. Cowboys. You forgot Quebec.
Oh, whoa, what's the capital?
Of Alberta is Calgary.
Calgary. Okay.
Or is Edmonton.
Okay. Oh, Calgary is where they have Stampede, because I've done Stampede.
Yeehaw, maybe yeah, maybe the Norse intern.
Coming over to Calgary. They kind of talk like that.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Calgary.
This is Saskatchewan. Saskatoon. And then there's where we... Where there's Ontario, Toronto.
Quebec. Montreal. No.
Is it Quebec City?
Can you do a French-Canadian voice? Quebec City. Not French, but like, hello, how are you?
Did you see my stash
people
game?
Come
did
to Quebec?
I was bad at accents.
Oh, listen, this is a safe space for bad stash games.
Yeah, totally. Can we practice my French-Canadian accent like a workshop?
I don't know how they do that. I don't know how to imitate
hello,
that. I only know
I'm
that when they
speak.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I come down to Quebec. We have Céline Dion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's like Celine Dion.
I'm not, you know, my accents are famous. I could be a dialect coach, really.
You think?
Oh, I mean, flawless.
I know you're famous, but not that famous.
When you think like Michael Shannon, when you think like Daniel Dave Lewis.
Daniel Dave Lewis.
When you think the woman from Hillbilly Elegy.
Yeah, Amy Adams. Glenn Close.
When you think Glenn Close.
Meryl?
You think me.
Meryl. Yeah.
Well, Morel, as I know Morel. Her friends call her Morel. Everyone knows that.
There's also Newfoundland. We have New Brunswick. We have
Prince Edward Island.
Have you gotten screeched over there?
Yes, that's where you drink the shot, you eat the meat, and you get your booty hole fingered in the bathroom.
Girl, over in Newfoundland, let me tell you.
You drink your shot, you eat the meat, you get fingered.
When you're not from there, you have somebody who's from there take you to a bar or whatever.
And they sing you a song.
They sing a song. They give you a shot.
Of what?
I forget.
It's nasty. It's like absinthe.
It's really hardcore alcohol.
Okay.
They make you kiss a raw fish on the lips. And like, then I think there's
they pass the same fish around the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Not in these days.
Everyone kisses it.
Okay.
COVID.
Yeah. Well, no,
it was a pangolin. That's how it started.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I think I wore a rain hat.
Like they put a rain hat on you.
And then people sing and scream at you.
Oh, they don't finger you in the bathroom?
No, sorry. That was just extracurricular.
That's her twist.
Okay, so you take a shot, you kiss a fish, and they scream at you.
Yeah. Screeching.
It's cool.
And what is this for?
To make you an honorary Newfoundland, Newfie.
Oh, cool. New,
that's Canada for you. You can't come here if you have a DUI, but we're over here open mouth kissing fish.
Yeah. But the fish was COVID tested. Like, it's fine.
Rapid tested.
That's wild. That's cool.
I did a work quick test on a fish. Inconclusive.
It's kind of hot.
So
you're from Canada, if you didn't know. So I live in Toronto because that's all I have to do.
I like Toronto a lot.
It's such a beautiful city.
Well, fun fact, my friend from Toronto, last time I was in Toronto, she came to my hotel room. She's a really great singer, and she had me record a story about douching.
Oh yeah.
And then she just created this song called "I Douched for This," and it's really great.
I douched for this. That's a bop.
Yeah, it's
that's
really great. Yeah, it's really great.
That's a bop.
I wonder at some point maybe we can hook this up to the mainframe. Maybe we can. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You can also just play it into the microphone.
Yeah, I want to hear
Not
it.
With this phone.
What's wrong with your phone?
My phone sucks shit.
She's always going through phone journeys.
But what? I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of those people who has like, I'm not one of those people.
Okay, tell me.
Who has a cracked phone screen.
I will say this.
Okay.
There is a lot of things about me.
Mine's cracked.
No, it has nothing to do with being rich or poor.
No,
It has to do with
rich or you're poor? You're poor.
I'm not poor and I'm not rich.
So. I'll say something brave. The day my phone gets cracked, I get a phone the day of or the next day. I can't be seen with that cracked screen. I can't
Alicia
be seen with that cracked
Mattel.
Screen.
Save your money.
I can't be seen with that cracked screen.
She's a former poor and but there's some not necessarily about being poor. It's about like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because every drug dealer I know had a cracked phone screen. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's also like fingers running over broken glass.
Yeah.
That's not about being elite.
So are you saying I should get a new phone?
Get a burner. Yeah, get a burner.
Your fingers are bleeding. Must be nice.
Anyways. So you are a drag queen.
Yeah, I'm a drag queen. And I've only been doing drag for 3 years.
You are famous and rich. You are overnight famous.
I just want you to say that you just finally call me famous.
You are. You're overnight famous and rich.
I feel great.
And Canada's Drag Race, we talked about a little bit on Pit Stop, was so good. We were like, this is like the energy of the early seasons of Drag Race.
Yeah.
This is
really nice.
So
I was expecting
good.
It to kind of be hocus pocus, like bullshit. I think we all were.
You guys snapped. The soundtrack for the lip syncs snapped.
Yeah, except for Scratch Your Beautiful. Who cares about that song? The slow
I don't like that song either.
Why is it so sad?
I don't even
Isn't
know
Alona
what
had to
one
do
is.
That, right?
Alona and Boa.
Yeah, not a great song. But I mean, Girlfriend, and then Tegan and Sarah, like,
I Drove All Night. Thank you.
I Drove
you.
All Night. Mm-hmm. So good.
Hello, yeah. Ali X. The most. Oh, iconic. Yeah. Yeah. Who knew?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. Jetson. Carly Rae Jepsen. Jetson. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And then that's all I can remember. Some Deborah Cox.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yes. Oh, Deborah Cox. If You Could Read My Mind.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. We had to do that as an opening number back in Boston. It was humiliating.
It's one of those songs. Yeah. It is one of those songs.
Gordon Lightfoot.
It's a very drag song.
Gordon Lightfoot's shaking.
Who's Gordon Lightfoot?
Okay, he's like the Canadian Bob Dylan. I know that's reductive, but I think that's how people would acknowledge him. Okay.
Yeah, that's
he
fair.
Wrote that song originally. It's like a folk song.
Okay,
but then the divas, the gay version is.
Snaps.
Well, it's like yeah. It's like I Will Always Love You.
Yeah,
right.
Except not really. Kind of, sort of.
It kind of, sort of, in a way. It got popified. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no, Canada's Drag Race blew the fuck up, and I have Jimbo to thank for that, screaming on that fucking mountain. Like that, like that going viral off the top of the season was like why a lot of people tuned in, because they're like, oh, this crazy bitch is on there. Yeah. We're going to watch this.
Who's your favorite from the cast?
Lemon.
If you had to save one of them, everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die except you and one other.
Lemon is great.
I would say Lemon, because she's just so built for Drag Race. Like, I've never met a queen just so built for Drag Race.
You mean built, big boned? You calling her fat?
She's a big bone.
She's
a big bone. She's a big girl.
I loved her.
Yeah, she was like, I loved her. Like, think about all of her challenges. Like, how are you so good?
Yeah. Her JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, girl. Like, what the fuck?
Hail.
So hail.
Hail. Hell.
And when she
and then just all of her mannerisms.
Yeah,
it was. And then when she was,
she did the perfect. You know what? I would say to anybody, any queen who's like wants to get on the show, you have to look at hers. Is the best model for what to do in Snatch Game. You just never stop.
No.
And like, she never hesitates. She always has an answer. She's just like, and like, it's just so funny. Like, punctuates it really well. Like, she's just so good. And I don't know who that was.
Because it's so
I have
weird.
No idea who JoJo Siwa is.
It was a good JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. Then we
I learned later it was, but I didn't know at the time. I have no idea who this person is.
It's an original character.
Hysterical.
Get this woman an Oscar for this original character.
This original.
So funny. And also not even really like, not, didn't, it's not insulting, really.
No. I mean, she loved it.
Yeah.
Just JoJo's,
JoJo retweeted it and stuff. She was in it.
Yeah. When I dressed up as her, she reached out and was really fine about it.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, she loves gay people.
It's
she
her drag. She doesn't look like that when she goes to bed, you know.
She might.
She wears the scrunchie on the other side.
Yeah, she switches it.
Yeah. She was so good. And Lemon, even when Lemon went home, that was like a great look and she did a great job.
Yeah, we were all kind of like, why is she going home right now?
But it's because at the end, everyone does a good job. And then it's like, how do you split hairs here?
Yeah, true.
Because Lemon wasn't leaps and bounds worse than anyone. It was just a simpler look.
Where'd she go? Home on.
Makeover.
And she did a good job. It just was...
Yeah.
Makeover challenge is always so weird too, because like it's always someone who goes home that's like a fan fave that episode.
And it was it Rainbow Railroad?
Mm-hmm.
So they have these people who have come to Canada as refugees. So they're not performers. So you're at the mercy of whoever you perform with.
I hate the makeover episode.
I won it.
Oh, good for
so
you.
That's good for me.
That was a good look though.
Fucking bitch.
Do you know why that look was good? I mean, I don't know if people want to hear us recap Drag Race, but like the way the proportions were built with like the shoulders and the matching jewelry, it was like you guys weren't mirror images. You were going to the same event.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is like, that's how you do it. Yeah. It doesn't have to be your twin.
No. Mm. And then also in terms of energy, I just like didn't give a shit anymore because I was like, you know what? Enough with these mental games. I'm over it. Like, you kind of give up, and that's what makes you do better.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Send you home.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Well, you had just lip synced I Drove All Night. I think once you're in the bottom and survive, it does clear your energy. It gives you a case of the fuck its, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Because you're like, the worst case scenario already happened.
Yeah. And if people see you turn the lip sync, they look at you differently.
Yeah, that happened to me.
They're like,
Yeah,
that did happen to her. You know? Almost went home second in season 7. Yeah. That is so crazy to think about.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here.
Is that so scary?
No, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be dead.
Tempest
I mean, I might
Major
be dead.
Died after she left Drag Race.
Yeah, Sacha Bell was executed.
Yeah, electric chair hunt.
Yeah, yeah. I probably would be doing. I'd probably be working at the golf store or something.
That's hot though.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
I think that's I'm attracted now.
Mandela Creme, when she left Drag Race, when she left All Stars, people would be like, people would meet up with her and be like, "You were so good." She's like, "Oh, thank you." And they'd be like, "So, what are you gonna do now?" And she's like, "I'm still gonna do drag. Like, do you think I'm dead?" Like, yeah, she's like, "I guess I'll die."
Yeah, I should probably kill myself.
Because to the average person, everyone's like, "Who just quits Drag Race? You fucking idiot!"
Right?
Like, could you imagine you quit Drag Race?
Yeah. She did.
Absolutely, I can. Not me. I can imagine it every episode. Every episode. Yeah.
Well, was it weird when a door quit?
Yeah, it was. I mean,
or was it just kind of like?
But you kind of saw that coming, though.
No, oh. I didn't see anything coming because I'm not paying attention to anybody.
Fair.
And then you go in there, and then she was like, "Where is she?" And then she's crying, and then all of a sudden she's leaving. It's like, whoa, you know, it's wild.
Wild.
I don't get it though. I mean, well, though, no, they were really tough on her that first day.
Yeah, I mean, those judge critiques are so
and
weird.
And you didn't see the whole thing. You know yeah. how so
not
much
to
happens.
Mention a talent show. Her singing, it was so great. Like, come on,
anything was bad about it. I was like, I didn't think anything was bad about it. They could have read me much worse. And like, and I, it was so weird. Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff talked about.
It's all about.
Yeah.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah.
It's all about.
Well, don't you think you can?
It's all about Cocomon Trees with that little hat doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Coco was living.
It was.
She was booked.
It was a David Lynch film.
How did you feel watching it?
Like I was watching a David Lynch play. Like it was bizarre. It was crazy. And you watched it twice.
Yeah, watching it twice, and when you do the talent shows, they make you do it twice.
Yeah.
And so the first time, you really don't know what the people are doing.
Right. And then the second time, you're like... The
second time, you're like, okay, well, let's try to see what this actually is.
Did anybody completely, like, just fuck it up on their second pass?
Detox did not do her second one.
Because of the paint.
And I almost didn't do mine because I was so out of shape. I was, like, almost like, I can't do it again. But even though, like, it's, you know, my, like, beginner-level gymnastics routine, but, like... They Detox didn't do it because the reset was not possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else did it twice. And I didn't realize how bad Fifi sounded. She sounded rotten.
Well,
because half of it was like a cappella.
Is she rotten?
She's not a rotten person.
No,
I don't know her.
She's so nice.
I love her. She's so cool.
She's
and
such
fun.
A good drag queen.
Yeah, she's such really a drag queen. Fun to hang out with and be around.
Do you ever get upset at the way people are perceived and then you're like, they weren't like that, or they were like that when the cameras were rolling and everyone just hates them?
I mean, are you ever really perceived? I think people react to what is portrayed.
Yeah. I think people often ask me about Kine. They're like, oh, is Kine a big bitch? Like she was on the show. And I get angry because I'm like, well, she acted that way and that's what the cameras caught that made the edit. So I can't say that the edit made her look bad. Yeah.
I never feel bad about like, They showed what I said. I'm like, well, you said it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
how I feel.
Yeah.
I got to a point in confessionals where they would try, you know how they try to pull the stories out of you? And I'm like,
well, wait. What do you mean pull the stories out of you?
Be more precise. She has a book up her ass and they're trying to reach inside.
The scroll that you shoved in your fucking pussy.
Yes. I was like, get it out, hun. How do you think I was getting action? I forgot to bring porn.
Give me an example of how, okay, I'm you. Kay. I'm Priyanka. Mark. Canamora, whatever your name is, and then you're
the story producer.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Oh yes.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, now we're back. So I'm Priyanka. Yeah. Priyanka Chopra.
Good.
And
I'm so proud of your accomplishments.
Yeah,
Priyanka Del Rio.
Yeah, it's the end of the day. I'm feeling very helpless and vulnerable.
We're at the beginning of the day, but yeah.
We are at the beginning of the day. I'm feeling very refreshed and invigorated. Yeah. And I'm prepped and primed to be taken advantage of a malicious, evil, malevolent story producer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your, tell me, what's your, how do you prompt these questions?
So like yesterday in the workroom, like you saw Bobo working. Like, what did you see?
No, you can't say that. It's like, don't you think that when you saw Bobo in the workroom, she was really, really,
I would never get that.
But that,
maybe that's the US, that's the US Canada version.
Yeah, so you're actually saying, that's not leading the witness.
I would get, I love, we had the same story producer on both of our seasons, and I love her, but she would lead us very, she would lead us very honestly down the path a little bit. She'd be like, so.
I like that though. Like,
so Shangela fires up her sewing machine. And that's like all she would say. Like, and I'd be like, yes, she did, girl. And it went crazy, you know?
And personally, I loved being in the confessional room. So whatever they wanted me to say, I would say it with vigor and gusto.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's fun. I love that one day where it was like, it's in best drags bridesmaid cut, Kennedy. Best drags bride. And then it cuts again and she goes, have someone else say it. And then it cuts to someone else saying it.
I love when they do those moments of like kind of because it gets really cheesy and tropey. And it's like, the one thing I can't stand is like, so it's another day in the workroom.
It's another day in the workroom.
No fucking shit whore.
Oh, I hate doing the
fucking
runway.
Shit whore.
Cheryl Hull, it's another day in the workroom and I'm doing mediocre.
It's great.
No, I hate it. And then describing the runways, I was always so bad
at it. Okay, the thing that I can't stand about Drag Race is the runway descriptions.
So you don't like it, or you should come prepared?
Like, you don't like, I'm serving.
No, I'm looking fierce in my red. All they say is they just describe the outfit. I was like, this is not closed captioning for the blind.
No.
Like, we know, we can see what the runway is.
My producer will always be like, so, okay, here we go. We're going to do the runways now. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Do you not like reading the girls? Because I like reading the girls.
I love reading the girls. Okay. To a point where I was like, just tell me what you want me to say. I'll say it.
Oh, I'm like, I'm here to end friendships.
Oh, yeah. Like, even when Lemon went home, I was like, Lemon was my best friend. But bye, bitch. Like, just totally. Get it out. I'm not there to, like, make friends.
I would walk in and I would be like, I'm going to go talk shit about you all now when I go to the interviews. Yeah. And I come back and be like, I talk shit about all of you.
Yeah, like, I don't care. The whole point. Yeah.
I will say, though, that not everybody feels that way. There's been some drag queens who've reached out personally after Drag Race and said, That our friendship is over because of the reading of their drag.
That surprises me. Like, did you not know what show you're on?
Also, what was your experience before the show? Because I never received one compliment in drag.
But she was a TV star before the show.
Oh, children's TV, right?
Yeah, children's TV, SpongeBob SquarePants. And now I'm talking about being booty hole fingered in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is that, did you like
while being, I was in was Newfoundland the zone? To shoot YTV's The Zone.
It was in The Zone.
I was, big TV star, but I didn't truly start feeling validated. Like, people didn't really praise me until I was on
Drag Race.
Yeah. Drag Race. But no, that's a lie. Hold on.
Wait, did you make TV money? Were you rich?
No.
I know. I've seen that. That's you.
How do you feel looking at that?
I feel.
What if they said, what would you say to little Mark? And they pulled this picture out.
I feel so.
We're looking at a picture of Priyanka on YTV here, a kids program.
You look great. I look good. I just feel bad for myself. Like, I wasn't.
I think you look great.
I think you look really good.
I'm not saying I look ugly.
Did you like the people you worked with? Like the other.
Yes, I did. But I was always like very like the Ashley Simpson of the network, like living in the shadow of someone else's dream.
Ashley Simpson.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because there was Carlos, who was the Jessica Simpson, and he was like on the network for like 15 years. Okay. So he was always the hero and stuff. And he's, you know, there's no hate towards him. I love him. He's great. Mm-hmm. But I always kind of felt like, oh, like they're not going to put the gay guy in the forefront.
Do you, how old were you when you were on that show?
It was between 21 to
21.
Last year as a baby.
Quite
6 years.
Quite an advantage that you walked in with some actual TV experience.
Yeah, it helps.
Absolutely.
It helps a lot.
Absolutely.
I'd never even been on a, I'd never seen a TV camera before.
I could not imagine, because like even watching like someone like Bobo be around those kind of cameras for the first, like she just wouldn't stop talking because she didn't understand when.
Yeah.
There was a clear, we're rolling on the stories and a clear, we're just like, the cameras are down.
Did you, I mean, probably not, because I remember the first thing that I noticed was the pauses and how long everything took. And I was like, oh, this is not a TV show. It doesn't like go bam, bam, bam. Like you do one thing and then you pause for camera repositioning and then you line up and then the director tells you where to stand and then you do. And I'm like, oh my God, this is
I don't think
ever.
People realize like when RuPaul's giving the rules for the challenge or whatever, let's say the mini challenge, there's like 8 cameras there.
Yeah.
And they're on these huge moving tripods with one person per camera.
Yeah.
It takes 15 minutes to move all those cameras every time.
Yeah. And sometimes there's like a glitch or something, or they need to put a battery in there or something. Yeah. And there's a lot, or a lights out or whatever. Yeah. And it's like.
The mini challenge is 5 minutes in the show. It takes, hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hours. It takes a lot, a long, long, long time. And the worst for us was in between all those pauses. It was so fucking cold.
I love that.
Like, I love it. Because we had a polar vortex.
Oh.
Right? They forgot. We shot in a warehouse and they didn't install heat.
Oh, we need to get into that.
I want to go to Canada's Drag Race.
That is no, that's
in drag. It was fine because you never sweat unless you have to lip sync for your life. So you always stayed matte, which is great.
Yeah,
but like getting like tucking and stuff, you're always like,
yeah.
That is, if you've ever gotten in drag somewhere really cold, it's hard.
It's very hard.
At Plan B in Madison, we used to like, God, I remember like the show director being in like a bandana with no eyebrows. Like crouched down in like a men's winter coat, looking like fucking Aunt Jackie.
Just hoping for the best.
Trying to light a butane heater so we could all get in drag. Like, so shocking. I'm like, don't worry, girl. You don't even have eyebrows to burn off. You're going to be fine.
Oh my God.
We literally had to stuff those like hot paws, like heat packets in our costumes. It was that cold.
Oh, God.
See, if you had her around, Mary, I would just put the hand near the body.
So you,
I'd be the butane furnace.
You run hot
when she's in drag.
Are you a sweaty bitch?
The first thing, the only thing I was worried about in drag before I got to Drag Race was, it was to the point where I couldn't sleep at night. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do about my sweating. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I'm never going to, like, because I never stopped sweating in drag. It was a huge problem.
Have you stopped since?
No. But, like, when I got to Drag Race, it was freezing. And it was the first time in my entire life
I've
ever been freezing in drag.
Cool.
Ever. I was like, everything else was a problem. But, like, the temperature was not.
Right. Well, that's good. At least, you know, there's a bright side.
It was incredible. Incredible. RuPaul's a big, big sweater.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
And I remember seeing her out of drag. She would get, you know, her assistant would be patting her down, sweating.
First day of All Stars, there was an air problem, and RuPaul walked in and said, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And I was in like a velour bodysuit with a breastplate on, like, yeah. So bad. But you know, they had to do interviews in the morning, right?
Yeah.
We did our interviews in the morning for All Stars. And because I'm the only person who's
in the morning.
And because I'm the only person on time, you know, I'd be the first one in the chair at 7 a.m.
Get me in there, same.
Because they knew I'd the only one who'd show up.
Yeah, wow. Damn. I mean, did you like, when did you do your, at the end of the,
mornings.
The mornings, so, and you would be talking about yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Which is kind of better, because then you're not volatile.
We switched to one day on the weekend to do the entire week.
What?
That is rotten.
It's insane. I did one day, I think the last day we had to do interviews for 5 hours.
And just sit there.
Yeah, it was really tough. It was really tough.
That sucks so much because like what jokes do you make after so long?
Yeah, and also you're like, do you remember anything?
Trixie's Groceries just came, by the way.
Oh, what did you get?
I got some Honeycrisp apples.
Honeycrisp apples.
Do you have any gum in there?
Oh yeah, no. Katya wants gum.
So,
she's ready to dive back into it.
Were you excited when Canada, I mean, in America, we love Canada's Drag Race. Canada must have been losing their shit for you guys.
Yeah, did they?
When like the cast got announced and stuff?
And
like
when it started and people realized it was a good, good season.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they couldn't
believe
it.
They must be so
proud
of you.
Because we went from like them thinking it was going to, because here's the thing, is Canadian productions have a little bit of a, how you say, pattern, where it always ends up being like the really weird stepbrother spinoff of the show.
Like the diet.
Yeah, like Canadian Idol was like a little bit weird, like, you know, but Amazing Race Canada is good and Big Brother Canada is amazing. But like there was an era. So everyone kind of thought that Canada's Drag Race was going to be that, especially when like everyone was worried that RuPaul wasn't going to be there. And then they were like, who are these judges? Like nothing makes sense.
Stacey
with her notes.
I love the way, I thought her hair and Priyanka, styling was fantastic.
Priyanka, you killed it.
So good. And I guess what I want to ask is like people in Canada are wild for American Drag Race. They love us.
Love you. Did that translate to?
It did.
Yeah.
It did, which is really, really cool for us because it felt.
They're fabulous.
And we were able to do viewing parties and stuff because Canada opened up in the summer. So I was able to get a little slice of that Drag Race fame.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool because we felt equal and everyone cares so much. Like people only ever want to talk about Miss Cleo and I drove all night and all that shit. And I was like, oh, like people care about this. This is amazing.
Yeah. That's after great. The fact, they only remember the things that are iconic one way or another.
Yeah.
Yes.
They forget your failures. Thank God.
Well, I mean, I get it.
Unless you win. Then they never forget your failures.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I think it's fine because I'm like, you just spent the entire summer watching this show and this is what you obsess over. You probably rewatch the episodes. Like this makes sense.
Yeah. Have you rewatched the episodes?
I haven't watched them since the summer.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of all of you guys.
I only rewatched.
Scarlett owns my ass.
You love Scarlett Bobo.
Dude, she just, that all that work done and all that makeup.
Scarlett owns my ass.
She owns my ass.
Like, would you let her?
No.
Tickle it a little bit?
No. I just love her drag. She reminds me of a girl like this. I don't want to say this, but like the slutty drag queen that you get drunk with. Like,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then Rita, some of those looks, I didn't love all her looks, but like the one with the ice on the eyes, I was like, you better work, you whore. She reminded me of obviously like Mado.
Yeah.
You know, like that world.
She is very that
and
world.
And so if you I just loved you guys. You guys were all so
yeah.
I just feel bad for Rita because the world just, not the world, but the Drag Race community just kind of turned on her out of nowhere.
Turned on her?
You think?
Why?
No, I know. They would send her really awful things like, go kill yourself and stuff.
You're doing it right if it's happening though. Like, we all get
messages. That's what I think.
She's like the only person who doesn't get messages. Like,
I don't get messages either.
I send them to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Today I got a really mean email about merch and I told them off.
Do you respond to hate mail? To negative comments?
I always screenshot it and post it. People say the funniest shit about me. Really? It's so fun.
What's the funniest?
Well, it's kind of weird because it's like they all want to root for me, but then right. Some of them don't know why they're rooting for me, and that's where the weird compliments come or the weird hate stuff come. Like, okay. Yeah, like Priyanka, like I get that she won, but like that bitch is fucking crunchy. Like she should go fuck herself. Crunch. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
This other guy recently wrote on, I got this big bank campaign in Canada and my face on all these commercials.
Rich. And, must be nice.
And some father was like, this is the exact reason why I didn't let my kids watch YTV. Obviously, someone didn't love this guy growing up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, there were.
Yeah, I mean, because
you're a pedophile.
Yeah. There's a pedophile.
There's a pedophile at the bank.
You're a drug smoking, child molesting, piece of shit motherfucker.
Yeah. I just replied and said, thanks, sexy. Because, like, what else do you say?
Let me just say this. If I fuck kids, it's not because I do drag. Those are not at all related. They're not related. If someone's a pedophile, it's not because they do drag. No. And if they're a pedophile, and if they're.
Here we go. Tell us more about why you're a pedophile. This is going to...
Well, you know...
is there a sound effect?
We should take a break.
We should take a break.
Let's take a break. I want to ask you some questions, ma'am.
Okay. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
Thank you.
I want to ask you some questions.
I know we do short answers, long answers, medium.
Whatever you feel in your heart, that is the answer.
Okay.
Do you feel beautiful today?
I do. I feel sexy.
You do.
I'm happy that I wore this outfit to come meet you two because I feel like we're all in the same wavelength in terms of energy.
Do you feel sexy out of drag? Do you feel beautiful out of drag?
Now I do because of Canada's Drag Race.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We always talk on this show. We talk about beauty ultimately, but like it's interesting that being on television made you feel better about yourself. like you're out of drag self.
Yeah, because like when you know the back to the trade of the season thing, people were like, "Oh, Priyanka's hot," and I was like, "People don't usually say I'm hot."
I'm going to look that
especially
up.
Not in gay world that's where it's true. Like, unless you're literally a white bodybuilder who's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, okay, so I'm sexy. People think I'm sexy. They want to pound me. This is great. Because like at the gay bars and stuff, I'd be out there trying to like, you know, buy a guy a drink and he's like, no. But then you would see him like making it with another white guy. And you're like, oh,
right.
I'll never be that. So it kind of goes into the skin color world where you're
100%
and you don't want to believe it. World. Like I never ever wanted to say like, it's because I'm dark skinned. You don't like me. Like I never wanted to be that girl. Because my mom was like, walk into the room no matter what your skin color is. Who cares? Mm. So I tried to not do that. But then when I was a drag queen, I kind of saw out into the audience and I would see like, you know, the black guy approach the white guy and then the white guy be like, no, not like you're not my type. And you could read their lips and stuff. It's like, oh, it's actually happening. This sucks.
Of course it happens.
Sucks to see. So it was Canada's Drag Race when people were like, oh, you're hot in and out of drag. I was like, oh, I feel so much better now about myself, which is cool. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say that, that self-esteem doesn't have anything to do with other people's opinions.
You don't believe that?
I don't find that to be the
case. Oh, that's probably your
that's
test.
My COVID test. Okay,
we're taking another COVID break.
My self-esteem just arrived.
Can we pick up on exactly that? Because that's interesting. Let's get back to that. We're back talking about beauty.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
Boyfriend?
No, I got dumped right after the finale of Drag Race.
No!
They're like, when? No.
I am a sucker for love.
What does that mean?
I love love, but then I found myself getting addicted to
sex,
amphetamines,
chem sex,
PNP, anon PNP,
anon PNP, sis. Let's get sexy.
I love love, but I'm also addicted to being an anon chem sex cum dump.
Cum dump. Cum dump. Actually, cum dump millionaire was gonna be my first name.
Oh
cum
man,
dump millionaire? Yeah. Are you kidding?
And I wanted to record an original Jai Ho, but like me, like
no, I got it. Chimo. Do you know what child molester?
No.
Chimo. You gotta do, you have
a
to do
a child molester
it.
Song as yeah. a kids TV host?
To the tune of Jai-ho.
I'll do it for you.
Will you please record it? I can't do Jai-ho. It because it's too. Yeah, Chimo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, first of all, Trixie, don't look at us like that because you were talking about.
I would never talk about any of those things. I've been known Woo. As the drag queen who never makes jokes that are over the line.
Yeah.
Over the line.
That's very much.
You've never been canceled. Actually, I think never. It was you. Oh. One time I was being canceled and then someone said, oh, Trixie told me she gets canceled once a week.
So oh, I'm obsessed with this. She was on, weren't you on the set of Drag Race or something? You're like, I don't want to get canceled. And a PA told you, yeah, Trixie gets canceled left and right.
It was a producer. Yeah. Oh my God. Because so someone was funny. Calling Thank me racist you. For something, and they're like, oh, Trixie gets canceled. It's like Trixie being canceled is like the example. Yeah. Well, Trixie yeah. gets canceled. She's fucking fine. Just who cares? Yeah.
I will say I have my phone tree, and whenever I get canceled, I have my phone tree of like, because usually I'm like the last person to find out about it, and then I'll call like a Willem uh-huh. or someone, or like I was with Whitney Cummings recently, and she was talking about being canceled, and I'm just like,
do you ever get hurt?
No.
Like your feelings?
No.
Do you not have feelings? I know you have feelings, but do you have feelings about those kind of things?
Not really. I mean, you can't get canceled if you don't pay attention to it.
That's like, true, though. I try not to read comments even on Instagram.
I telling you.
Why would you do that?
Post on
not
Instagram.
A good idea.
Post on Twitter. Yeah.
Don't look back.
Close the app.
Yeah, I love posting
I don't
on
refresh
Twitter.
The
so
timeline.
Annoying.
None of that.
Do you get hurt by comments?
No, I don't really like, I don't really look at them. If I'm getting hurt by a comment, it's, I think it's like there's a larger issue. Happening
within your life,
yes, 100%. Yeah.
Within your life or within the other person's life?
That I'm in a vulnerable state,
right?
That is where I am. I don't want to read the comments, and so if I'm reading the comments, something in my life is happening that's bad.
I just feel bad. Do you know what I mean? 13-year-old yeah. Mary from like Newport that like she wants to reach out to us, but like because of all the haters, we don't look.
But no, some of us don't want to talk to 13-year-old Mary from Newport.
Really?
I mean,
she's sweet.
No, she isn't.
She owns the Funko Pop.
I read on Twitter. I'm much more like, much more likely to read fan interactions or whatever.
Yeah,
and respond to questions. But on Instagram, never.
For both of us, I'm sure for you too. 99.9% of it is all positive.
Yes,
everyone's,
it is.
Yeah. There's not much to like.
It's lovely. No. I mean, it's really lovely. But then it all becomes like it just becomes a lovely like. It gets some.
If I'm not the drag queen for you, I don't know why you're on my page. Period. I don't know why you're there. I don't want to interact with that.
Oh,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Period. Yeah. Well, anyways, back to me about getting dumped.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you find out? Bitch. So how did you find out
that I got dumped?
Was it in an Instagram comment?
Could you imagine? It all connects.
Like you're so ugly.
You're ugly. I'm like,
hi,
bye,
flop.
Ugly.
Like, good morning, flop.
Good morning, flop.
We're breaking up, flop.
I literally, my uncle died, and then the next day he dumped me, and then the next day I got in a car accident. It was like three back to.
How did your
days.
Uncle dump you after he died?
I know.
And then he had the gall to drive drunk away from. No, so wait, what? So you're.
So I was with this guy. So I meet this guy like at the beginning of Canada's
uncle
drag
dies. Race. Uncle died, dumped, and then car accident?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just three in a row.
Three in a row.
And then like I like, kind of like live this week to week with this boyfriend. I'm on Canada's Drag Race. I'm celebrating. I'm so happy.
And how long you been together at the time?
Well, we just started dating in July. And then he dumped me. Like we dated for like this season of Drag Race.
Oh.
It was like Starfucker.
Mary, that's nothing.
This isn't a dumping.
Okay, but
this
is not a dumping.
This is called somebody stopped fucking.
Let me wait.
Somebody stopped fucking.
No, we were boyfriends. Like,
no.
Okay, but hear me out. Hear
how
me
long?
Out.
Let me give you how. No, how long? What, 2 months?
Three months.
You don't even start
wait,
to become
you know
boyfriends
what?
Until 3 months.
Let's start an honest discourse.
Oh,
okay. Listeners,
am I being trained?
No, listeners, if you think that counts as a dumping, let us know.
Call in.
I think 3 months is, it was more like an audition that didn't go anywhere. It's kind of a
but
tryout.
I was catching feelings.
Oh, so it was one way. That is hard.
But then he seemed like he liked me too. I sound like stupid.
Did he ever
I sound
say,
like stupid?
Did he ever oh, say that
you're
he
in
was,
a safe space?
Yeah, it's
you're
okay.
You're in a safe space. Yeah. One time, talked about it in the book. One time, a guy, I dated him for 5 months long distance, and he broke up with me, and I wrote him a letter every day for 3 months. I should be in prison.
You didn't do that after.
A handwritten letter. I thought I was in the lake house.
You're psychotic.
You're not that kind of girl.
Not anymore.
She's
that kind of girl?
She's a callous shell.
Do you date?
I would like to, but no one will date me.
Wait, no. You're hot.
She's got
tall.
Some pre-existing conditions.
Pre-existing.
Stretchy,
no,
bendy.
I'm not,
she's
like,
at risk.
I'm
she's
not.
At risk
I'm very youth. Particular. Very particular.
You're particular. Okay.
Yeah.
But she pulls the. She gets fucked left and right.
I like fucking.
Do
fucking
you
having
fuck or
sex.
Get fucked or both?
I prefer to fuck. I mean, my booty hole's not like a sewer grate. You know,
it's like Pennywise, the deadlights. It's the Pennywise deadlights.
I don't. Yeah. I have the tiniest, teeniest little asshole.
How do you poo?
You can't even find it. It looks like a blackhead.
You can't. It's like so tiny. Yeah. Can't even find it. It's just not a lot of things going up there. You ever get fisted?
No, one time I was in New York and this guy, I forget what his name is, but he was like, can I fuck you? And I was like, oh, like your dick looks too big. And he's like, well, if I could fit 4 fingers into you, I can fuck you. And I was like, okay.
He put 4 fingers up your booty hole?
Yeah.
But not the hand.
Not the full hand. He just kind of got here. Like no thumb, just the dolls.
Four is like a dick, right? I mean.
It could be, yeah. Well, if you get to the bottom knuckle. To the hilt. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I was so drunk that I didn't really feel it. I was like, do I have a vagina? I liked it.
Okay.
But that was years ago.
You don't have to answer this.
Getting fucked is hard now. As a drag queen, you're so tired all the time.
Oh.
I want to get fucked. I want to get pounded. I want you to throw me up against the wall and just stick it in and just like spit on it. And just,
are you more of a bottom?
I'm trying to be, but I end up topping more because these little twinks love me.
Oh.
That's tough.
It's really hard.
Huh.
So what do I do?
Do you twinks, little twinks that you
do
like?
Do you have a grinder?
I don't like them. Just, no, I can't grinder because everyone keeps saying, what's my name? What's my name?
Oh, yeah.
That's not fun.
That's rotten.
I just get called a catfish.
Because you are.
Every they're just like, this is a catfish. Or they'll talk for a while and then they'll be like, yeah, if this account was real. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
And I don't send nudes because I don't want them to leak.
I would never.
Oh, I send them.
You do? With your face in them?
But I have no tattoo. No, not with the face in it. And I have no tattoos.
With your dingle? Your little dingle?
But I love my penis and my body. Mm-hmm. So I don't care if people leak. Like, I care, but like, I'm not ashamed.
Right.
Have your nudes ever leaked?
No.
I'm not. Because
I don't have any identifying body marks. Like,
so it could be anyone's dick.
Anyone.
I'm not ashamed either, but for some reason, I don't feel comfortable, and I don't know why.
I think that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. But I don't feel, like, ashamed, but I'm just not comfortable.
No, I also just think that you're just not sure if they're just trying to talk to you for the nude.
I mean, I guess.
Or do we care?
I don't care. I mean, bodies are bodies. If the the type of person, I think leaking someone's nudes says more about the person
than the person. Yeah,
like you're gross.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay, well,
like I know that there's a Reddit dedicated to sharing Drag Race Queens nudes. I think it's fucking gross, and I think everyone on it should die.
Yeah,
that is so weird.
So gross.
Because all of these were probably obtained in good confidence.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. I'm just sending this to someone who might be interested.
Yeah, exactly.
That's gross to me.
Yeah.
That
and
is
you
gross.
Could argue, well, they're the ones sending it out in the world.
No, they're not sending it out into the world, though. They're sending it to another person privately.
Which is very normal in our world to send a nude.
In anyone's
world, actually. Like, what do straight people do? Do they do this?
Oh, absolutely they do. Yeah.
Just like a picture of a labia.
I was watching 90 Day Fiancé, and this girl was like, I like American guys, but the problem is they just always send dick pics. And I'm like, do people hate getting dick pics?
Depends on the angle.
I'm dead serious. I don't think I've ever gotten a dick pic. I'm either interested in the dick pic or I like, if I don't care, I just don't even think about it.
Yeah.
There was one guy who was trying to get my attention. He liked me a lot. And we were just like chatting. Then he just like dropped a dick pic out of nowhere. Like, I like a dick pic in context.
Like, would you like to see my penis?
Like, just ask me.
Yeah. I think asking to send a dick pic should be kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Are you okay with nudes or can I send a dick? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a consent.
Yeah.
I think that should be a thing that everyone does.
Dick pics today.
I used to fuck these guys. There were 3 guys, not related, just over the course of a few years.
Copy that.
And they would always like, I would say like, hey, what are you doing? You know, or like the you up text.
Yeah.
And they would need a photographic encouragement to come over.
Oh, weird.
And they always did though when I gave it to them. But like, it was like, they what would wouldn't.
You
do, like,
was this when you were in drag?
Yeah. And I was like, do you need to see, like, wait, you know what I look like?
Drag?
Like, we've had sex before. Oh, yeah, all the time.
All the time.
But like, but they wouldn't, they needed to like,
you're talking to the fucking.
Hold on. Hang on.
The Julia Roberts Statue of Liberty. Sex and drag.
Of having sex and drag.
Wait.
Yeah. It was like, so fun.
Do you still want to?
Have you had sex and drag?
I miss it a lot.
No.
You never had sex and drag?
Oh, wait.
Oh, come on.
I had a vision. I sucked a dick in the bathroom at a bar once in drag.
Yeah,
that counts.
It came too. I felt so proud of myself.
I think that totally counts.
Yeah, that can.
Yeah. So would you do booty hole sex in drag? Yeah.
She did it all.
And you still would?
Absolutely not. Cool. Now, though. But now it's not worth it because I'm not getting in drag just to have sex.
And you're too famous now.
No, that's not a problem because the people that I'm looking for, they don't know about Drag Race.
But don't you want to do like don't you want to do like, you know, when they do like okay, certain female celebrities are rumored to go to like Brazil and
Dubai.
You can get the blank experience.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to do the Conti experience for some of these men? Like 10 grand or something?
They would never pay 10 grand for it. I would totally if they would.
You never know. You're beautiful.
People pay hundreds of dollars just to meet you.
But you know what? They pay Lindsay Lohan $500,000 to go to Dubai and do to God knows what, you know, so.
I wasn't going to say the word, but you said it. I think that asking to send nudes is good. And on top of that, not sharing nudes that have been sent to you. If Priyanka sent me a nude and I showed it to other people, I think that that's a sin and you should go to hell.
That's a violation. That's a serious violation of someone's privacy.
Isn't that like distribution of porn or some shit?
I think it's kind of
not
wrong.
Yours.
It's
honey.
Kind of wrong.
No, it's totally wrong. It's
wrong.
A serious violation of someone's privacy.
Yeah. And but for some reason, when celebs do it, no one says anything.
Well, because
when people share celebs pictures, it doesn't count. Versus like Beth from accounting, if someone leaked her nudes, it would be like that person's a monster.
A lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
Who are your beauty icons? Like, drag wise, or and then just like before drag, like long before drag, who did you look? Who was your celebrity crush? Who did you think of as like pinnacle of beauty growing up? And now?
Interesting question.
Like, who's the one? Whenever you see them, you're like, oh my god, she does it every time.
Yeah,
every time.
Yeah,
I hate to say it.
Mm. Don't hate to say it.
It's Beyonce.
Yeah, well, why?
And I don't know why. What? I feel ashamed because
I think it's too much of a popular opinion.
Let me tell you why. It's because the reason I feel ashamed about this is because I feel like she's the obvious choice, isn't she not?
Not for everyone.
Not for everybody.
You're the first person we've had who've said it.
I will say this: is growing up though, I did have a poster of Lindsay Lohan, and something about that red hair, bitch. I was like, you're beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
This is beauty. This is grace.
I thought she was so hot in Freaky Friday, like the kind of like punk girl look.
When her rumors phase, like that era, she did it. I think it was a Rolling Stone cover.
The cover. She's like,
oh, she's just
she's beautiful.
She just couldn't believe
beautiful
it.
Girl.
I would say her. In terms of like men, I like loved the Backstreet Boys and the Quit Playing Games with My Heart video Rain.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So I'm a little curious about the Backstreet Boys because just I find it fascinating. I don't think, and I never did, and not because I've been contrarian or whatever, I don't find any one of them to be even in any way attractive.
They're not, but I think because I like group orgies, it really...
Stop it.
I'm kidding.
Do you like group sex?
I did.
Really?
And then
I think that's great.
And then I got left out once and I wasn't into it.
What was the biggest group? Because it's got to be more than four people, right?
Yeah, like five.
Five, okay.
It was five at Steamworks in Toronto before I was on Drag Race.
Oh, gosh. And then would it... Do people?
It was kind of fun. Like, the Fiver was fun because I just felt like I was being like thrown around like a rag doll.
Damn.
And then you were fucking and then you're
so
getting
much
fucked.
Information.
And you just... Yeah, and it was everything was just happening all at once, and you're like, "This is cool." Because I find having sex as a gay dude, like especially if you're gonna bottom, it's always so unpredictable. Like, am I gonna shit on your dick?
I don't worry about that.
I worry about it all the time, constantly.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Can I ask what's your diet like?
I eat breakfast, lunch.
We're gonna take a break,
and then dinner.
We're not taking a break.
We're not taking a break.
But I think like drinking water and eating
fiber
correctly will
fiber,
alleviate
yeah.
a lot of that.
Also, a bit consistency in your diet is key. And then that, so you can have like real.
Your regular poo.
Because straight people
knowledge
even.
Of your bowel system.
And no.
If your shit's coming out like wet and uncontrollable all the time, there's
and
a diet
and at different
issue.
Times of the day.
Yeah, there's a diet issue.
My thing is different times of the day.
Do you have a semi-consistent schedule or no? It's all over the place.
It's all over the place.
If you're traveling a lot, that's going to throw it out of whack as well.
Oh yeah, you can't.
Or being in drag.
Absolutely.
My body, when I'm in drag, my body knows, like, we're not taking a shit at any time.
Your body's like, now hold on a minute.
Yeah, my urinary tract also shuts down.
Have you guys taken a shit in drag?
Oh, yeah. Recently, I did a gig in the summer, and I was in my Celine Dion wet wedding dress about to redo I Drove All Night for Everybody.
Yeah.
And he looked at the events person, and I was like, I have to poo.
Yeah.
And he was like,
oh, God.
And I was like, I have two dresses on, like the wedding dress and the gold dress underneath.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're just going to have to stall because I'm just going to get this out of me. I couldn't imagine doing like a 3-minute cartwheel split high kick.
Bless you.
COVID. While
the log
I had to
ass,
have diarrhea.
Oh God.
Well, but once I shot, it was so good. I felt so skinny.
How'd you get so, cause she does the flips and the turns. How'd you get into that?
I just got drunk on tequila.
You just throw your body around.
See, Katya,
yeah,
you didn't have to do gymnastics
know,
as a kid. You could have just drank tequila.
It's crazy because like looking at like you move and like Brooklyn move, I'm like, oh, I wish I could be as flexible as that.
Well, you can. Just stretch.
I have to stretch. Yeah. I know.
I think Willem talked about this and I had a similar experience. It's so gross. Sorry, by the way. But like you can't shit without peeing.
Yeah, no, no,
you
no,
can
no.
pee without shitting, but it's hard to shit without peeing.
Correct, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I shit in drag and peed in my tights.
Do you tape your dingle?
I didn't tape. It was like, I had kind of like put the everything, I had kind of like just, I didn't put it all the way down.
Right.
And it was, I don't know why.
Do you tape your dingle?
No.
I did recently and it was.
You did?
You saw the picture.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to share it with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should show it.
I'm going to show it to you. I did this photo shoot for a project coming up and I was completely nude and I had to tuck for it. And I had never really done it before, but I understood how to do it.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't understand how nuanced the experience is.
You shaved everything down there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Oh, not this.
I mean, why is it shaped like that?
It's a labia.
Who is that?
That's me. But that's everything taped.
Why do you have a labia?
Please, let's see it again. Let's see it again. Hold on.
Here, wait. Let's... Oh, like, this is it coming on coming unsnatched.
That's the picture I have. That's the picture I have.
I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like, this is alarming.
So yeah, that's my cross and my Jesus.
Go back to the
that's
other.
That's my cash and prizes. Yeah, so you can see
her bangers and mash.
Oh my god! And I had never taped before, and it was just like that was workable. Like that. I'm not saying it looks like a vagina, but I'm saying
it looks like a vagina. That's why I'm confused.
I'm not. No, but when you tuck correctly, yeah, that's look a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like a Mons pubis.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. True.
But it was hard and it was really painful, and I just can't believe people do it often. Yeah, when I was laying on the ground tucked, and I was like,
"So did you put a piece of tape over that? Because that looks
yeah,
like
it was taped just, and then up the butthole,
yeah,
up,
yeah,
the
up the butthole.
Yeah.
I just don't understand like the adhesive tearing off your skin every time. Like that would kill my
skin.
Well,
you're not. It's not going to tear off your skin.
Yeah,
you have to take it off very carefully. But my problem is this is like my butt crack is so sweaty. I wouldn't be able to. It wouldn't be able to hold up in there.
Oh yeah,
you could
so
alcohol
sweaty.
It.
I'm not. But that Mary, it's you know alcohol.
You're
and then
38.
What? Yeah, and then
I'm
what?
Not ready to start alcoholing my butt crack at 38.
And then what?
Or dry sol it.
How
dry
old are
sol
you?
Is?
No, you know it doesn't.
29, turning 30 this year.
How right. exciting! When you won Drag Race, did you cry?
Yeah, I cried my eyes out.
I did too. I couldn't believe it.
Actually?
No, when I won.
Okay, good.
I couldn't believe it. Are you kidding?
If I was like...
It was amazing. I
because it's like, shit.
Yeah. I was actually watching you when I was... I felt like emotional because I felt like your emotions were sincere.
Yeah, it's just like pretty fucked up to like... Especially because I've lived another life before I even stepped into the drag world.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah. It's crazy. It's like...
I would honestly, it was such a good top four. I would have been happy for like any of you.
Yeah.
You were all so good.
I wouldn't have been happy if...
You're like, don't get me wrong. I'm happy that it happened to me.
Yeah, it happened to me.
Did you get the money? They direct deposit?
Direct deposit.
Yeah. There's monthly. No big check.
No big check.
They just direct deposit, which is a little anticlimactic.
Like you wake up one day and then it's just there. You're like, holy shit.
How much they take out Canada, that socialist...
Nothing. It's tax-free.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's full.
Do you want to know approximately how much of the $100,000 the United States government took from me?
How much?
About $999 million. I'm not kidding.
Wait, how much did they take?
I think almost I got 66.
What?
I'm dead serious.
That's actually more than I thought you'd get. Yeah.
66 because it counts as gambling. Winning lottery gambling.
Well, you do have a problem.
Yeah. Well.
I was thinking they took a solid 40%.
Yeah.
But that's not bad.
And after costumes, I mean, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but after everything I spent to do All Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And after the tours I canceled to do All Stars.
How much did you spend on All
Stars? Yeah, actually, that's something a lot of times that people don't realize that. All Stars, you're already established queen, and you could be in the middle of a very, very lucrative touring experience.
Yeah, true.
I missed like 18 tour dates.
I missed
like 18 tour dates.
Yeah.
But I wasn't solo touring at the time yet.
Okay.
Miss 18 tour dates and then all the costumes probably spent $20,000.
Yeah.
And so for wigs, all that. So then it's like you win, but I like broke even.
Yeah you do.
But it's it's the prestige.
It's the prestige. I know it means a lot. I think also like just winning in that garment that I wore, that Bollywood.
Oh, it was amazing.
You know,
beautiful.
And I just love that. Absolutely it's just crazy. I get to walk around and be the winner of Canada's Drag Race.
Yeah.
You deserve cool. I mean it's amazing.
It's fucking
and
cool.
You know what? You'll die someday being like, when I did drag, I did that.
Yeah. Exactly. When
I did the thing.
Do you think you were all gonna quit drag one day?
Tomorrow, bitch.
Yeah.
No. I really love it.
I love it so much.
Do you think about quitting?
No.
I don't either.
Me either. I never do.
Think about quitting life. but not.
Yeah, it's different. It's not
friendships,
not related.
Personal obligations.
Yeah, it's just fucking cool. It makes me feel beautiful.
Is there a second season coming?
Yeah, there is. They announced it.
Is Brooklyn hosting it?
They don't know yet.
Okay. What do you think? I mean, I don't want to get into that judging thing, but that's something I thought was a little bit, I don't know.
It was just fucking crazy.
I wish the judges could have introduced themselves at the beginning.
It was a little bit just random. Like, honestly, like if I was a viewer, like, okay, I get that Brooklyn came from the US. That makes sense in my brain. But who are these other two?
Is there some kind of Canadian broadcasting kind of like rule that
everyone has to be Canadian?
Maybe I'm imagining this. I thought I was reading somewhere that there was some kind of like Canadian broadcasting kind of like thing that you have to have a Canadian host or of a spin-off or something like that. Am I making that up? Maybe I'm making that up.
I know that like a majority and a percentage of your cast has to be Canadian.
Well, everybody had to
the
be
new
Canadian.
Judges. You've heard it here. Okay. Stacey Farber. It's Fifi Dobson.
Oh, I fucking love Fifi Dobson.
And who else is the Canadian icon who's going to host?
Shania Twain.
No, Celine's assistant. Celine's hairstylist or something.
Yeah. That would be a thing. Yeah.
Would you host it?
Oh, 100%. I think I'd be good at it.
I mean, you let those whores have it.
I would let them have
the
it.
The winner and plus a TV host, it's a natural fit.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think down the line, I'll be hosting some sort of.
Do you want me to ask Brooklyn to never do it again?
Yeah, just tell
I'll
her.
I'll text her.
Don't you think each winner should host the next season?
Oh, that's a fun idea.
That would be great.
But, like, could you imagine if like you gave it to like Jimbo?
Who?
Like, what if Jimbo had to host the season?
Or Rita.
Oh, yeah. Rita.
Okay, that's great. You did just okay.
Yeah. I would love to sit on the panel. That'd be cool.
Yeah, or at least a spot. Or at least a, yeah,
or something, yeah. I'm
or curious. Guest judge.
Guest judge, yeah.
That's fun.
Oh. I'll see why not. You become, you know, you crown this person as like the best. They should have an opinion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I love you, and I think we've kept you long enough.
Yeah, thank you so much for
joining
us today.
I love you so much. Did we cover everything? My boyfriend dumped me.
Anything else you want to include? Oh, where can people find you? Do you have any projects coming up that you want people to be aware of?
I have projects, but they're all secret.
Okay.
So now what?
I will say she's in LA doing something really cool, so please follow Priyanka. What's your socials?
The Queen Priyanka everywhere. The Queen Pri on Twitter. Find me.
Okay.
I'm a Wowie Award winner, honey.
What'd you win a Wowie for?
Best Twitter comedy.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Everyone was so mad. But
like, oh, that's cool.
I loved it.
You do have a good Twitter.
Soon. That's going to be fun.
Oh, cool. What kind of music?
Whoa.
Oh,
you know
Jesus.
What I like about your Twitter? You have no qualms like waking up and just adding a celebrity.
Who cares?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She'll just be like, at so-and-so.
What are you doing right now?
Yeah, literally.
Like, I wonder where Trixie is. Like, what? Like, but I'm curious. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
She'll be like, I wonder what Trixie Mattel is doing right now.
Yeah, like right in this moment. I do you ever think, that. Like, think about this right now. Like, what is Rihanna doing right now?
I thought about, oh God, I couldn't get that. I was thinking about that, somebody the other day. That's it.
Oh.
That's what I was going
to
say.
That is a great way to end this pod. We have a deteriorating mind and
I love you
really
all.
A Canadian icon. I love you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.